Are you tired, frustrated, and feel stuck? Are you a high-performing business professional, entrepreneur, and you are not getting the results you desire, or you hit a ceiling? Have you been around the block and tried many modalities? You are in the right place. The answer, my friend, is in the little-known brain-soul connection. Welcome to the Brain-Soul Success Show, where we learn, explore, and create your dream life. Your host, Louise Swartzwalter, created a five-part mind-body-soul methodology that clears the subconscious blocks to success. You are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. The seed of all you need is already within you. From engaging transformational interviews, brain-soul success stories, and secrets shared by health, wellness, and spiritual experts, you will reconnect, revitalize, and transform your powerful life. It's time for you.
Hey, my friends, welcome back to the Brain Soul Success Show, where we take back our power. Hey, today's a little different episode. I've had people ask more about the science behind the brain work that we do. And so I thought I would address that because right now it really feels like there's a lot of transition happening on the planet. So if you are feeling overwhelmed or you're sick or you're stuck or you've got like pain in your body, it's really just a transition. There's things that are needing to clear out. So here's sort of some background on what really happens in the brain when you're holding on to traumatic memories. Traumatic memories are really stored in the brain differently than other types of memories. So research even suggests now that it activates this body's fight and flight response. So the fight and flight response is your nervous system, which is composed of two parts, a sympathetic and a parasympathetic nervous system. Sympathetic is that fight and flight. It's when you've got to run from the bear, when you've got to, you're supercharged and you're activated. The parasympathetic nervous system calms you down. They work together. But if you're in that flight and fight response, which then triggers stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol, and these hormones actually do affect how you process and store traumatic events. So unlike other memories, they're stored in the hippocampus. This is a region of the brain responsible for like consolidating and encoding memories. And traumatic memories are stored in the amygdala, a region of the brain that's responsible for emotional processing and the formation of emotional memories. But I've also seen the temporal lobe of the brain will light up on my biofeedback devices when someone is also being affected by trauma. So we're still learning, scientists are still learning all about the brain and how different parts of the brain work and how they work together. But what happens actually is after a trauma, let's say there's a big accident, okay, the cells in the hippocampus are killed off. And what happens is they can then experience a flashback if they get re-triggered. So as the example would be somebody who was in an accident in a car, let's say, and then they have a difficult time getting back into the car and driving because every time they get triggered by another car, a flashing light, the stoplight suddenly turns red, and they're, when they were driving fast through it, right? All of that. So it can be triggered by a sound, a picture, or even a thought. And then your whole nervous system gets stuck in that fight and flight response. And it's hard to process those emotions because you are geared to get back to safety. Okay. The brain wants to feel safe, wants to feel comfortable. And all of us have had some kind of experience of trauma in our life. What I think is fascinating is that I found that they get stuck in the brain. Now, you can also have trauma in the body, of course. Traumatic memories can show up and be stored in your body. So you can have a physical, like muscle tension. You can have a headache. You could have sweating. You could have pain. And we have to clear that out for you to be whole, right? And be 100% you. And so we have to clear these little traumas. And some of them are little, some of them are bigger, right? They call them little T, big T traumas. And they often get attached. Again, the emotion gets attached to that trauma. So I found a way of actually working with the brain and clearing the spaces of the brain where those traumas get stuck, clearing that hippocampus out, resetting the nervous system so that your parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system is back in alignment. And then I also find we need tools. We all need tools to help us release stress. So there are many, many tools out there, but the ones that I have found that I teach people, I call the brain soul hacks because they're fast. They take like 5 minutes to do. It's so awesome to see someone's nervous system calm down so much so that we take before and after pictures of how people really look after we've released that stress and that trauma that could have come from age 6, age 3, age 16, age 25, great-great-grandfather, great-great-grandmother. So this work is completely holistic in that it works on body, mind, spirit, and the energy field. And when we do that, you can release old patterns of, again, loss, grief, betrayal, rejection, quicker, just faster. So it doesn't have to take so long. So I guess I'll give you an example here. I'm thinking of Norma. When I worked with Norma, she was really concerned about her mental health. She was completely stressed, overwhelmed, filled with anxiety. She wasn't sleeping. She was losing weight. And it was really after her father had passed. So this is during COVID. And so when she learned and experienced these brain soul hacks, her whole nervous system calmed down. She was able to sleep again. She gained weight. I remember she said, even after that first session, her husband said, "You're different. You need to keep doing this." Right? You're already different. And she's just beautiful. And excelling in her life now, you know, but a lot of the things that she was trying, you know, breathing and somatic work and all of it wasn't getting it all the way. We had to clear the trauma that got stuck in the spaces of the brain. So how do we do that? I'm just going to invite you to come to an upcoming event that I have, because I have to show it for you to really see what's happening. And how it really works. So you don't have to be stuck in that pattern anymore. What's really cool that I also found is we have to release that stuff, right? Release the past trauma. And then we want to rewire your brain, your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul, you, with your new program, how you want to show up in the world, what it is you want to do and what you want to achieve. So if you're watching this on YouTube right now, I'm going to go ahead and share, you know, just share a picture here. So this is a picture of a brain. So I'm showing a picture of a brain. It's a diagram that you can pull up on Google, just so you can kind of see where the hippocampus is, where the amygdala is, and they're really right next to each other in the center of the brain. So we have four lobes of the brain, and each one does something different. The frontal lobe here is for planning. So your frontal lobe is for your thought process of planning. They even say that teenagers don't have a completely, working frontal lobe until they're age 21, 25. And because it has to do with being able to plan and get cause and effect, understand that concept. It's not fully developed until we're 25. The parietal lobe of the brain has to do with movement. The occipital lobe of the brain is the vision, it's the back of the brain. And the temporal lobe has to do with language. And actually, each one of those lobes, we have what we call an integration for. It's some energy work in the energy field that actually shifts any of the patterns and traumas 7 generations back and 7 forward that are stuck in those lobes of the brain. It's awesome to watch the transformation. So the hippocampus there is for the memory. That's where memories get stored. And the amygdala is just basic emotions. Okay. And the hypothalamus regulates. It regulates your body temperature. It regulates sleep. It regulates eating. It regulates hunger, thirst, all of that. So it's pretty miraculous what our brain can do. What I think is fascinating is that the brain, again, to me, is not just a physical organ. What I've learned is that it's also a spiritual organ, because the spaces of the brain, when we clear those traumas out, those emotions that got stuck there, it allows you to come back to more like your soul's truth, your authentic self. So it's doing so many things. It's calming the nervous system, helping you become back into alignment, back into balance. And it's giving like your essence, your purpose, your soul back in such a different way. And again, when we do that, the best way that I can share and show you would be to show you like some pictures of people. So let me find some here. Let's see. So when we use these processes, these brain soul hacks, people literally come back into alignment and it looks like stress has just melted away. And that's because we're working in the energy field. So when we work in the energy field and clear all this stress, so many amazing things happen. So this is Lana. So this is like before and after using the brain soul hacks. And this is like 3 months later. Lana had a lot of grief. She said to me, "Hey, my eyes look different. The sorrow is gone. It feels like the grief is gone and I'm happier." And now Lana's sailing. It's like she got her life back, right? So she took care of her husband for many years, was a caretaker, and then he passed. There was a lot of grief. This is McKenna. McKenna had a lot of abuse. So I'm showing some pictures here. Hop over to YouTube if you're listening to this on the podcast. Showing you some pictures here. So like I said, hop over to YouTube. This is McKenna. She had a lot of abuse. And basically the picture shows her very sad, almost frowning in the first picture. And the second one, she is smiling. She's like totally different and her eyes are more sparkly and her cheekbones are lifted. So that's what's really possible when you use these brain hacks for success. And if you don't know my story, I was really sick. I was on oxygen for 3 years. I had a lot of autoimmune diseases, or at least those were the diagnoses, right? MS, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. Doctors didn't know. I was on my own to figure it out. And that's how I ended up in this world of natural health and neurobiofeedback and trauma release and creating a system, a 5-part system that's global now, right? So it took me about 16 years to heal. And so I started with the body piece, just like we all do, right? Changing my diet, changing my supplements, sleeping, exercising, all those lifestyle pieces, and I still wasn't 100% me. And so that's how I added in the emotions and the spiritual and the energetic piece. And it became a system, a 5-step system that we call the brain system. So how is this different than other brain work? It works completely holistically, very quickly, and simultaneously. So you literally can clear energy in 5 minutes or less. But it is 5 parts. And there's, you know, you can learn all of this. And once you learn all of this, then you have those tools for life. Plus it transitions and transforms your life too. So it's B is the body. R is releasing. A is align with spirit. I is integrating your brain frequencies to your soul's true purpose. And N is putting in a new program. It's like a new software program, like upgrading you to like a new program in your computer, much like you would put in like, I don't know, upgrading to Windows 14 or a Mac Pro Pro. We're literally rewiring your energetic brain with a new program, how you want to show up in the world. And when we do all those steps, just like I showed you those pictures, that's what happens. So it's pretty deep dive. And recently, again, I've had people ask me, they're like, you know, I've just had my kids tested and their sympathetic nervous system is like way out of balance. How would you balance the vagus nerve? I would use brain soul hacks in combination with neurobiofeedback. Why? Because it sticks. It's faster. Why take the long way when you can take the short way? So that's what I use. Now, there's lots of other tools that I teach as a mindset coach, right? Breathing, okay? Taking some deep breaths is really important. There's somatic work that is really important that you can use too. Meditation, right? Anything, taking a bath, calming the nervous system by even just jumping into a plunge, right, of cold water. Okay, that can balance too. So there's a lot of different ways to do this. But what I found was if you really want it to stick, you've got to work in the energy field and clear the patterns that are there that are from childhood or your ancestors. You know? So we have now, we know now a lot more about the brain. We know that traumatic memories are stored in the brain, and all those mental health conditions, the PTSD and stuff of treating those memories is really what is happening when we want to improve, of course, our mental health. And mental health is such a big topic today. I think the statistics say that 38% of Americans have depression or anxiety. That's huge. That's like a third, right? Why is that? Why? Because we have to clear the trauma, even just what happened with COVID, from the spaces in the brain. So here's another example. You have nerve endings, and the nerves don't actually meet like this. There's actually a space between the nerves. So this is called an axon and a dendrite. So this is the nerves in your whole body and in your brain. And what happens is the synapse there, that's where the neurotransmitters have to leap across that synapse to connect those two nerve endings to actually send the nervous system, the brain, the information that you have pain in your toe, let's say. And so when that doesn't work and that space has trauma, has old emotions, has stuff stuck, now the doctors give you a serotonin uptaker to uptake, right? To make that leap, to make it work. So it's Prozac or a generic kind of Prozac. So just think about this for a minute. If we clear the space of the past trauma, even just your birth, even if you had a great birth, all of our births is still a shock. All of a sudden you're in the world, right? You're in this cold world. You were in mom's warm tummy for 9 months. So even that, we have to clear the shock or the emotions that your mom was what held when you were in the womb. So we all have those traumas. And so what I love to do, and I love to see for all of my amazing people, for you two listening here, is to clear that out. So again, you can be balanced, be aligned, have an aligned nervous system, be able to be who you came here to be and use your God-given gift in the world. That's what we want to do. So just imagine if we clear that stuff out. And a lot of times you won't even know it's there. Okay. So people will often say, hey, you found things in me I didn't even know were there. And one of the patterns that I often see with people with childhood abuse or childhood wounds, they will tell me, I don't remember anything from my childhood. I don't remember anything until I was about 7. Or I don't remember anything until I was about 6, 10. That's a clue for me as the practitioner to know that there's some buried subconscious wounds that we have to find. And I teach people now how to be intuitive and go into the energy field, into your brain, if you will, and find those traumas and the emotions that were attached there and clear them out. So you can do this too. You can do this too. So stay tuned because I want to talk a whole lot more about your brain, how you can stay more balanced and really take back your power in your life and allow your gift to shine in the world. Okay, if you're not using your gift in the world, my teacher said, you're dishonoring God. I never forgot that. I thought, wow. And I still remember when I got my first biofeedback device, I actually put in it as an intention for a young man. He was about 8 years old. I helped him get off his ADHD medication. And I said, I allow my gifts to shine. was his intention or affirmation that I put in the biofeedback program. And I did that every week, every week. And you know what? He did allow his gifts to shine. It was awesome. So what we tell ourselves matters too. So really what we're doing when we're clearing trauma is we're also changing your belief pattern. It's what you believe and conceive you'll achieve. So I invite you, stay tuned, because we got a lot more coming. And I'd love for you to, again, rate and subscribe here and give us a review if this resonated with you and share it with a friend so more people can learn how they too can help themselves. So I want to teach you a quick tool here. So one of the tools that we teach is called Mind Gems, and it's 12 little exercises that balance the brain. And they're really simple. You hold them for 12 seconds, so it only takes about 4 or 5 minutes to do them. So let me walk through Mind Gems with you right now. Let's find it. I'm actually going to show. So if you're, again, watching on YouTube, I'll show the pictures, and I will describe it here if you're listening on the podcast. So the first Mind Gem is just putting your hand underneath your belly button, your right hand under your belly. This switches on hearing. So inner hearing and outer hearing. And we hold this for about 12 seconds. Number two is just putting your hand on top of your head. And it doesn't matter which hand because we're going to switch. So right now I just have a hand on top of my head. This brings us to present time. I'm just going to hold it there. And you might hold it for 12 seconds. Here we'll do a little quicker. And then we switch. And you put your other hand on top. Number three is crossing and touching in the back of the head. And so it says to cone the fingers. And coning the fingers is just making little wands with your hands, like putting all your fingers and your thumb together. So you're making like almost like little laser wands, okay? Or little points. So these are called, you know, like touch points on the body. And the right hand goes on the left occiput and the left on the right. So we're crossed. You're crossed behind your head. And again, you hold it for 12 seconds. And then we switch hands. So switching hands looks like this. The other hand's going to go on top. So your other hand would go over. Instead of the right hand on top, I put my left hand on top. And again, we hold this for 12 seconds. This clears fear and it switches on your brain. So think of these as just handheld positions. Number four, switch on, is just the pads of your fingers together. Almost like you're praying, but you're open here. Pads of fingers together. This clears your electrical system. It restores balance. I always say this is a really great way to sit in front of the computer when you're waiting for something to download because it restores your electrical body. Number five balances polarity in the body. And so you're going to cross over your chest. Your right hand is on your left shoulder. Your left hand is on your right shoulder. And we're like crossed in front of your chest. Again, we're balancing polarity, right and left. Yin and yang, masculine, feminine. We hold that for 12 seconds and then we switch. Put the other hand on top. Good. Number six is crossing and touching at the back of the neck. This clears anger and being uncentered. So it's the like kind of almost giving yourself a little massage here. So again, I'm crossed, my right hand on my left shoulder, left on the right, but I'm right around the neck here. It's like I'm squeezing my neck. This clears anger and being uncentered. We hold that for 12 seconds. And then we switch and put the other arm on top. So again, my right's on my left shoulder, left on the right, right around the neck. It's like I'm giving myself a little massage. And oh, that feels good. Good job. Oops. Number 7 is crossing and touching at the hairline. Or I would say in big rooms when I'm speaking, right? Or where your hairline used to be. So we're going to cone our fingers again. It's right where your hair meets your forehead, but you're crossed right over left, left over right. So this restores color hues. It helps if you're yelling or you're feeling rage. So picture all the colors of the rainbow here. And then we switch. So again, the other hand's over on top this time. Good job. Number 8 is we're going to cone our fingers and cross and touch in the middle of your forehead. This clears negative emotions, so it alters your thoughts. So it begins to start altering your belief patterns. This helps with staying in a positive mindset, balance, focus, clarity, and even sleep. So right hand over the left temple, left over the right. Be present to your breath. Allow yourself to focus on what you want to let go of. And then we're going to switch. So let's put in the positive emotion. What would you like to have change or be different? Number 9 is crossing and touching at your navel. So you're right on top of your belly button or your navel. So again, kind of right over the left side, left over the right. So I'm kind of crossed right in front of it. This clears hate, terror, and rage. So if you're angry, you can just hold this point for 12 seconds. And then we're going to switch it. So the other hand goes on top. So notice that we're switching all of these. In other words, one hand on top, then the other. That's helping cross right and left brain. I think one of the miracles that have happened with this work is that people get a really good right and left brain. So my example to you is I'm very intuitive. I can figure out what's going on in your life. I can muscle test anything, right? That's my intuitive, my right brain. But my left brain can do all the stats and Google Docs and stuff in QuickBooks, right? Using both sides of your brain. Imagine where you could be if you could do that. Number 10 is crossing on the top of your head, right over your soft spot. This clears the remembrance of trauma. Okay, so right hand over the left, left over the right. So if there's any trauma that has occurred, even just today, little things that, you know, put you off balance, picture those and let's let them go. And then we're going to switch that one as well. Good. Number 11, clear shock and anxiety and destruction of self. And this is right over the... You have a hole in your neck, and then you have a bump right underneath that, that bone right underneath that. That's the thymus gland. Okay, it's an immune system gland. And on either side of that, you're going to cone your fingers right on left, left on right. This clears shock and anxiety and destruction of self. And yes, you can pull these out and do one at a time. If you just needed this one, use this one. It'll clear that. And then we're going to switch. last one is called envision. This is like a prayer. So you want to envision all that you want to bring to your world, everything you desire, happiness, prosperity, freedom, whatever it is you're wanting or feeling. And so the dominant hand is in the middle of the forehead, cone fingers. And I'm just focused on what it is I want to bring in right now. Awesome. Good job, everyone. How do you feel after doing the mind gems? And we'll post the link here for you. I feel more balanced and focused. Yep. And I've calmed down. So they work for everyone, even kids. We've had so many people teach their kids and teachers use these in classrooms, and they will help your kids too. And they helped my kids all the way through college. And they could tell me. My son would say, hey, Mom, I didn't do my mind gems. I can totally tell. I only got like a C+ on the test, and now I have to get an A. So I'm going to start doing my mind gems again. So they're such a great little brain soul hack. It's our first brain hack that's so simple that everybody could do. There's a lot more. So I invite you all to our upcoming event. It's our Brain Soul Success Bootcamp, where you can learn these brain soul hacks, and we are going to clear trauma. People say it's like 20 sessions with me. So we're going to clear old ancestral programs and rewire your brain for success. You will also learn how to clear your own emotions, right? So we're going to do that too. Oh my gosh, it is like, it's our 8th annual event and it's the year of an 8, and I can already feel the energy. We have awesome speakers. You will leave feeling differently, and we always have friends who come and have thanked their friends for bringing them. So we'll post that link here below. It's brainsoulsuccess.com is our Brain Soul Success Bootcamp. This year, our theme is Take Your Quantum Leap, because we are leaping. It is such an important time for transition and to clear all these old traumas so that you can up-level and scale up both your business and your life in 2024. I'm so excited, and I'm so excited to have you with us. So again, thank you for being a part of our community, and I look forward to seeing you next time. We'll be doing more of these podcasts. So I'm going to kind of rotate doing solo ones and then having guests. And I love interviewing people. I love having guests that, you know, help you in your life and help you achieve all of your goals and all of your dreams and to really take back your power. So remember, follow your heart, but take your brain with you.